Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
We're happy to have both David Gans and the Rumpke Mountain Boys joining us, returning to Studio A. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
And welcome back. It's good to have you here. We'll hear what's been going on with everybody. They've got a few songs for us. So tell us about what you're going to start us off with here.
We're going to start you off with a song I wrote, Jason on the banjo, called Cincinnati Moon. That sinful Cincinnati moon has got me down on my luck. I'm always left out in the rain, my pockets filled with only change, that wicked Cincinnati moon. But that city is my hometown, wouldn't have it any other way. It is the city where I was born, decisions finally got me torn, that wicked Cincinnati moon. I rise up every evening when that sun is going down. But when my darling says hello, well, I know it's time to go. Ungrateful Cincinnati moon. Tall stacks long, Calliope droning as she rolls. Smoke keeps dripping from the stacks, my baby's never coming back. Oh, how those old tall stacks long. I'd love to be a captain on an old steamboat. Stare at the river all the day, listening to John Hartman play the Ohio River Serenade. Long down south, where the day is twice as long. Settle down and have a wife, live a long and happy life, that awful Cincinnati moon. If you stare right at her, you might see a little of yourself. The light that's shining on your face, this must surely be the place, that silver Cincinnati moon. Well, I'd love to see my son stay in the city where he's born. Settle down and have a wife, live a long and happy life, that hopeful Cincinnati moon. That crazy Cincinnati moon swirls well upon my home. Just the dog, my boy, and me, from a seed into a tree, with a banjo on my knee, that hopeful Cincinnati moon. nightlife is the right life. It's always done right by me. Although there's somewhere new to roam, I always go back to my home, dependable Cincinnati moon. Now that full moon's got me dancing, rocking back and forth in time. With the bottle in my hand, listening to that same old band that howling Cincinnati moon. I see the daybreak coming at me, but I'll fight with all I've got. Now the moon has gone to bed, there's nothing left before our heads at groggy Cincinnati moon. Now the moon has gone to bed, there's nothing left before my head that dopey Cincinnati moon. That sleepy Cincinnati moon. That dopey Cincinnati moon.
Nice. The Rumpke Mountain Boys with David Gans live from Studio A. Cincinnati Moon is the track they just played for us, and the group out of Cincinnati in town today. And, well, tell us about the latest CD, Moon, and traveled down south to record this one in Memphis.
Yeah, we hung out down at Royal Studios, down in JD's hometown in Memphis, and got a really cool experience. We got to record on analog tape instead of doing the digital recordings like, you know, most of the stuff that you run into anymore. And luckily, JD happened to have some tapes around, so we got to save some money on that and actually do it the way we wanted to. You know, like, otherwise, it's kind of an unaffordable feat, getting the tape and getting the studio space and all that stuff. So, yeah, it worked out really neat. Cool sound, really interesting process.
Nice. And
good studio, too.
Folks or family down home, did you get places to stay there? Or
I live there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, JD lives in
JD,
Memphis.
I'm sorry. I did. I was. He just played.
His penthouse apartment at the end of Beale Street and overlooking the river.
Now, did you get to do, like, send studios to check all that other stuff out while you were down there? No.
No.
Well, you're from there, so it's
right.
Different for you.
Royal Studios is Willie Mitchell's studio.
Yeah.
And where Al Green and Ann Peoples did their hits, and it's just a cool place. That's where I kind of grew up learning how to do stuff. And Sun Studio is more of a tourist attraction. They still record there, but it's more like, hey, let's go look at where things happened.
Well,
so, but things are still happening at the Royal Studio.
That's so cool. Yeah. Well, and how long did it take you guys to record? Did you
three
take
days.
Your time?
3 days.
Yeah, it's kind of taking our time, I suppose.
Well, you guys and David Gans together have been on tour for some time now.
This is our third tour together.
Third tour together. Yeah. So what's been going on with you, David? I know, well, of course, he hosts the Grateful Dead Hour every Sunday night here at WCBE at 11. And he's an author and CDs out there and been on tour with the guys. So
I ran into them down at Terrapin Hill Harvest Festival in Harrodsburg, Kentucky a couple of years ago. And as it happened, I was in therapy for my fear of banjos at the time. And I was advised to go spend some time, you know, with a band that has a banjo in it to get over it. And it's working pretty well now. I can usually get through the night sleeping.
Yeah.
Most nights.
Who sleeps at night?
He plays a lullaby for you on the banjo, I'm sure.
These guys are definitely riding me hard and putting me up wet. They do not believe in sleeping at night.
And not in the way you think.
All right, let's move on, shall we?
No, seriously, the reason I'm out here with these guys is that they invited me, and because I really like the music that they make, and they have something that I think is really, really important in music, is a good ear for songs.
Yeah.
You know, my attitude is that it doesn't matter how good your licks are, if your songs aren't any good, I'm not particularly interested. And these guys write good songs, as you just heard, and they also play other people's songs. Just listening to them play, they do Tom Waits tunes. They endeared themselves to me with a Dawn of the Buffalo tune.
Nice.
You know, they play Robert Hunter songs. I mean, they just pull songs from a lot of different sources, and I really love that. And just hanging out and playing with them is great fun, too. And I've taught them some of my tunes.
Hey, look at that. Are we going to hear one of your tunes today?
We are, right now.
All right.
Songs about music festivals.
Cruising down the boulevard of smoking dreams, trying not to worry about what it means. It's not as trivial as it might seem. Come on down to the river and drown. Let's go down to the river and drown. Ain't nothing shaking in this old town. Get out on the highway and follow that sound.
Jonathan's home life wasn't too nice. Trapped in a prison of unsound advice. He heard the river calling and he didn't think twice. Mary and Elizabeth pitching a tent. A day at the river is a day well spent. They need a miracle to pay their rent. Going down to the river and drown. Let's go down to the river and drown. Ain't nothing shaking in this old town. Get out on the highway and follow that sound. Come on down to the river and drown. Strumming her guitar, she got a new tattoo of a moon and a star. Week after next, she's got a gig in a bar. Julie took a wrong turn right out of school. 17 years in the bed of a fool. Now she's at the river and everything's cool. Benny's making big bucks riding the boom, pushing them .coms from dawn till doom. Tonight he'll dance by the light of the shroom. Going down to the river and drown. Let's go down to the river and drown. Ain't nothing shaking in this old town. Get out on the highway and follow that sound. Come on down to the river and drown. Adam Copeland. A bong hit and lets it fly, raving like the raven that the end is nigh. He's been on this rant since Pigpen died. Going down to the river and drown. Let's go down to the river and drown. Ain't nothing shaking in this old town. Get out on the highway and follow that sound. Come on down to the river. Listen. A day at the river is a dream well dreamed. It can do wonders for your self-esteem. You don't need a coupon to get redeemed. I could go on talking, but I'm starting to bore. Next time I see you, I'll tell you some more. Just remember what a metaphor is for. When you get down to the river and drown, let's go. Get out on the highway and follow that sound. Come on down to the river and drown. Let's go down to the river and drown. Ain't nothing shaking in this old town. Get out on the highway and follow that sound.
Nice. David Gans and the Rumpke Mountain Boys live from Studio A, a song about festivals, which you guys attend and play at quite a few, including some in this area, All Good, and the Dark Star Jubilee and the Appalachian Uprising. And, well, David, you've been to plenty, and right? So, not so of these guys, but you've also played. And what would be your pick of the litter out of all of the festivals? Because it's such a big thing now, you know?
Well, you know, it's hard to say which one's a favorite because each one has its own flavor. I play some up in the Northeast, like the Gathering of the Vibes in Connecticut every summer, which is a deadhead tradition, you know, that started out in 96. But I really like the ones down here, you know, the Terrapin Hill Harvest Festival down in Harrodsburg has been great fun for me. It's where I hooked up with the Rumpke Mountain Boys and Dark Star Jubilee. They're all, each one has its own flavors. Well, I haven't been to Snugglefest yet.
Snugglefest.
There's a little scheduling snafu, but I'll be in it next year, I think.
A snafu and snuggle.
If all go, well, at least that's what their booking agent told me when he said they didn't have a slot.
But that Snugglefest is the Rumpke Mountain Boys' own festival, right? And that's been going on.
And the interesting thing about it is you have to wear pajamas to attend.
Just one of the snuggies.
Yeah, that's preferable. Yeah, footy pajamas or snuggies preferred.
So tell us about it. When does it take place? And
we just did it a couple weeks back out at Terra Alta, West Virginia, Sunshine Daydream Park, and they changed the name again, didn't
Tripp's
they?
Farm.
Now it's Tripp's Farm. That's right. Yeah. So we did it by ourselves 1 year, then we did a couple years combined with Chamois Bash just to kind of make it easier, and then now we've kind of split off and started doing it on our own again. So.
And it's going to be an annual thing.
Yeah, and it kind of just falls whenever it works out for us schedule-wise. Okay. It's not necessarily a set weekend yet. So.
Surprise.
But yeah, just keep your eyes open for it.
But you can check out their website, their Facebook, and all that. I'm sure they post the events that come there. And
RumpkeMountainBoys.com.
And they will play one more for us. David Gans, the Rumpke Mountain Boys together this afternoon. And, well, the campfire tours. Does that still happen when you're at those festivals?
usually, I think.
Because you guys don't sleep, so you just wake everybody else up.
Not as many campfires anymore. You end up just stumbling around in the dark.
Yeah.
Which is all right, too.
Well, guys,
I blame the Ashboard.
Thank you, David, for being here again.
Great to see you, Meg.
Always good to see you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And they've got one more for us. And what are you going to take us out with?
It's called Just Outside.
All right.
Big news on the horizon seems to be coming through in waves. My cries shift to the bottom of the pile, but they never go. Thoughts on the matter, hiding in the corner of the bar, feeling like that stranger nobody sees, wondering how it got so far. You don't have to worry, I feel right at home, just outside of the lines you've drawn, and it's right where I belong, right where I belong. Pockets to no one, can't see the sun for the rain, far and away from my life years ago and the memories that remain. This rain splashing over the windshield, this highway it rolls on for miles, sound of the tires crying on the road helps me escape a little while. You don't have to worry, I feel right at home, just outside of the lines you've drawn, and it's right. Thank you.
staring at the cards that I'm holding. There's no faces looking back at me. This is for a while, I could come out on top, but it just isn't meant.